I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Another billionaire heads for the stars. Jeff Bezos plans to board a rocket from his company Blue Origin for its first space mission with passengers. It's a big step for the company. It also shows the different ways private enterprise is thinking about space. On today's episode, we'll be joined by reporter Micah Maidenberg, who covers aerospace for The Wall Street Journal. He'll explain what the business models of these private space companies can tell us about the future of the industry. That's after these headlines. The Biden administration is publicly blaming hackers affiliated with China's intelligence service for a cyber attack on Microsoft's email software earlier this year. The U.S. government says it has high confidence the hackers were tied to China's Ministry of State Security. The U.K., European Union, NATO, and others joined in blaming China for the attack as part of a global effort to condemn malicious cyber activities from Beijing. Our reporter Dustin Volz says some experts believe the announcement was overdue.
For months now, there's been a lot of asking, you know, when is the Biden administration going to do something on this Microsoft hack, which a lot of, you know, experts said was actually in some ways far more concerning and far more reckless than sort of what we saw Russia do with the SolarWinds breach that was disclosed last December. You know, but it is a tricky thing to not only definitively attribute cyber campaigns to foreign countries, but it also is a lot of diplomatic work to get a lot of countries on board.
A spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington didn't respond to a request for comment, but China has historically denied allegations of widespread hacking targeting the U.S. Australia's largest communications provider, Telstra, is considering buying the mobile networks in six Pacific nations. And the majority of the funding for it would come from the Australian government. The networks are adjacent to subsea cables that carry communications between Australia and its neighbors. Foreign policy experts believe the move is designed to block China from buying assets that are strategically important to Australia. And a war of words that shook out between President Biden and Facebook over the weekend appears to be calming down. On Monday, President Biden sought to clarify statements he made at the end of last week, which seemed to blame Facebook for COVID-19 deaths due to misinformation about vaccines on its platform. Facebook pushed back at that assertion, accusing the administration of distorting facts. Speaking with reporters yesterday, President Biden pointed to research showing a small number of accounts was responsible for a significant amount of false information, adding he hoped Facebook wouldn't take his comments personally, but that it would address the misinformation. All right, coming up, ready for liftoff? Another billionaire is headed into space today. What does it mean for the industry on the ground? We'll discuss after the break.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to graduate today. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet right now. That's special financing at netsuite.com/wallstreet. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
This morning, in a remote part of the West Texas desert, the world's richest man, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, plans to take off for a trip to space. It's the first space flight with passengers on board for his company Blue Origin. Now, if you were paying attention, 9 days ago, another billionaire, Richard Branson, took a flight to space with his company, Virgin Galactic. Bezos' flight will be a little different in how it launches and where the passengers will go. But the differences don't stop there. They extend to the goals and ambitions of both companies. And to discuss that, we have our reporter Micah Maidenberg, who covers the business of space for The Wall Street Journal, back on the show. Hi, Micah. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Zoe.
So 9 days ago, you were in New Mexico watching the Virgin Galactic flight with Richard Branson launch. Now you're in Texas for the Blue Origin launch. What are some of the differences you expect to see when this flight takes off?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest difference, just sort of visually, you know, Blue Origin uses a rocket to get to space. We're going to see literally the new Shepard rocket flare up into at very high speeds into space, and then we won't see this, but a capsule will detach and float into space, and then the rocket will return to the launch pad. Virgin Galactic, of course, uses a different method. They've got a kind of high-flying airplane that flies up, the way you would see at an airport. And the spacecraft, the Virgin Galactic spacecraft attached to the rocket, detaches at about 45,000 feet, and then it sort of rockets up into space from there. So, you'll literally see the difference.
All right, I want to talk a bit about who's on board the Blue Origin flight. Of course, we know the company's founder, Jeff Bezos, will be on board, but who else is joining him?
So it's, along with Jeff Bezos, is his brother, Mark, a longtime aviator named Wally Funk. She's 82 years old, and the company says would be the oldest person to visit space. And an 18-year-old student from the Netherlands named Oliver Diamond. What's important beyond the names for the flight is that this is actually the first launch on Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket where they're actually taking people, passengers, up to space. And, another first on the flight is that Mr. Damon, the Dutch student, will be the first paying customer they've had.
There's another big potential difference between the Blue Origin flight and the Virgin Galactic one about 2 weeks ago, and that has to do with where space starts. Can you tell us what's going on here? What are people arguing about?
It's sort of an academic argument in a way. There are different definitions about where the boundary, the edge of space, begins. The Virgin Galactic crew that went up on July 11th made it to about 53.5 miles of altitude up. And they say, look, that's the definition used by some U.S. government agencies. You experience weightlessness at that altitude, that's space. Blue Origin, on the other hand, is going above what's called the Kármán line. The Kármán line is about 62 miles in altitude, or 62 miles up. And that boundary is used by a lot of international organizations. And so there was some kind of back and forth between the companies about, where space started. But some of the folks that I know, our colleagues at the Journal have talked to, have said when you're up, 53, 62 miles, you don't really feel the difference.
Okay, I want to switch gears a little bit away from the flights themselves to the companies and their business models. For Blue Origin, obviously, it's got these space tourism ambitions, but it wants to do more in the sector, doesn't it?
Yeah, Blue Origin is looking to serve the sort of big classic customers, if you will, in space. So we're talking about NASA, we're talking about the Air Force, maybe some other Pentagon agencies with a focus on space. For example, Blue Origin was part of a team that last year was working on a design for NASA's moon lander, which could take folks back to the moon as soon as 2024. They didn't win that contract award, but it sort of is an indicator, of their interest in working on high-profile, NASA missions. And Blue Origin has also been working on another rocket called the New Glenn, and it's meant to go into orbit with, big payloads. So they're definitely thinking, pretty broadly about the kind of offering they want to be able to serve out to government and commercial customers.
And what about Virgin Galactic? You talked about it taking off like a plane. Does that tell us anything about its long-term focus?
I know some folks that watch Virgin think that their plane technology that they've developed could, over time, sort of turn into a kind of point-to-point, high-speed plane travel option. So if you want to go to two different cities, San Francisco to Tokyo, something like that, maybe you could use this plane or some version of it in the future to do that in a more rapid manner than you can today. That's one possibility for Virgin Galactic.
Okay, the last time you were on the show, you talked about how these trips for Bezos and Branson were, in a way, a move by the founders to legitimize their companies by taking some of the risks of the flights themselves. Given the success of Virgin Galactic and the attention the Blue Origin flight is getting, Does it seem like that momentum is building in the industry?
Yeah. Blue Origin had sort of a briefing and executives talked about ticket demand. You know, they're going to be selling tickets. They want to do two more flights this year. And they still haven't disclosed what ticket prices will cost or how much they're selling tickets for. But they've sort of characterized demand as, you know, pretty robust. And Virgin Galactic is also preparing for this big rollout of ticketing that's also expected to reveal some details about pricing and sort of demand.
Of course, we are focusing a lot on these two companies because their founders are going into space, but they aren't the only players in the game. What are some of the other big private companies in the space industry right now that we should be paying attention to?
Well, I would say definitely SpaceX, which is also founded and run by a billionaire, you know, Elon Musk. They've leaped out in terms of doing launches. You know, they're doing launches for NASA, for commercial customers. So SpaceX is definitely very active. But beyond SpaceX, there are also companies like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman. You know, this trio has been around for years and working on various space-related products and projects for a long time. You know, Boeing has a big launch scheduled for later this month for their Starliner craft. That's a NASA project. You know, these more established kind of space companies are certainly not going anywhere as like the market sort of gains, you know, some more interest and activity from both, you know, commercial and government customers.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. Thanks for joining us, Micah, and enjoy watching the flight.
Thanks a lot, Zoe.
And if you want to hear more about the private space industry, be sure to check out our July 9th episode. Well, that's all for today's Tech News Briefing. You can always find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review us. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.